Your boy PA is back in the building, giving grace to God for a safe journey across the pond. Glad to be back in Muskegon. We're live inside the Drive at 5 here at 103.7 to be live on YouTube and live on Facebook. My first guest, Kiara Harrison, is in the building today. We're talking about the death of her beautiful cousin, Shalynthia Willis, who passed recently at the hands of her ex-boyfriend, right?
Yes.
Wow. When I heard this story, it had to be one of the worstest conversations I've ever heard. You know, when I talked to Big Rob, who interviewed DJ Hilson, who's a prosecutor, no one could ever even dreamed in their worstest nightmare what happened to your cousin.
It's literally one of the hardest things I have ever been through. In my entire life, waking up every day, still kind of devastated, still just doesn't really feel real at this point. Never planned a funeral before, but this is the first one I've ever planned, and it's a lot. It's just different.
What can you tell us about your cousin? What would you want the community to know about her?
She definitely didn't deserve what happened to her. I know a lot of people are just saying, like, why did she get in the car? Why did she leave? I do want people to know that my cousin, you know, she had a heart of gold. She loved everybody that she was connected to. And this relationship that she has been in, we've been trying to get her out of it since it started. But my cousin, she just, you know, she struggled with, you know, men loving her. That's all. She's always had a struggle with relationships.
And we all have.
Yeah.
Yes. She's not alone with that.
She's not.
And I'm sure nobody predicted that it would go to this extreme.
We didn't. He had been, you know, sending threats and rumors. We just thought it was all talk. You know, he was threatening her when he was in prison, through letters. And then we were hearing talk when he got out of prison. Because he went to prison for hurting my cousin 4 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he served time for that and got out in March. And it's kind of been a lot of little back and forth. Him kind of like riding past my grandmother's house. Just like some taunting at this point.
Right.
And we just didn't see this coming.
Did you believe there's some mental health issues there?
Yes. You know, my cousin, she had some struggles mentally ever since she was a child. But for him, I don't really want to say, you know, fully mental health for him. But of course, there has to be some underlying issues there for a person to display this type of behavior.
Well, did your cousin have any kids?
She did. She has two daughters.
How old are they?
Her oldest is 18 and her youngest is 14.
Wow. Wow. Funeral arrangements. Have there been funeral arrangements?
Yes. Her funeral is November 29th at 12 o'clock at the Church of Living God on Coeur d'Alene Road.
Okay. Is there a GoFundMe page?
Is you taking there donations? Is. We are taking donations to pay for the funeral, and then we were hoping that there was enough donations to go to my grandmother. My grandmother is going to be the caretaker of her children. They've always lived with her. So that's how she wants it to stay.
Right.
So again, my grandmother is 76 years old. Of course, she can't get out and go get a job or, you know, do anything to support them. So I just want her to be okay. I don't want that to be another layer of stress for her while going through this.
Right. What kind of advice can you give out to people that's in that domestic violence relationship?
I would just say to the families, if you know somebody in that situation, love on them. Make sure that they know they can confide in you. Make sure that you're a safe space. Try to be as positive about the situation as possible. Don't be judgmental, because that I kind of feel like scares them away. And just make sure that you are keeping them in prayer, because there's nothing, even when a situation seems too big or you just feel like there's nothing you can do, nothing is too big for God.
Right. Right. How's the family coping? What are y'all doing to get through this moment?
Me, myself, I don't think I've sat down since I got the phone call that day. Just a lot of trying to prepare, a lot of paperwork for her youngest child, with guardianship and all that. So I'm just trying to make sure that everything is in order legally for my grandmother. We're struggling. Right. We're struggling.
To be expected. Yeah.
We are close family. So to see each other hurting is another layer of hurt. How she was taken away from us. Not that it's any different from any other death, but it's just another layer of pain.
Wow. There's another victim. Did you guys know that family?
We didn't know them personally, but we have been, you know, in contact with them since we met at court at his court date.
Okay.
But we didn't know them prior, no.
Wow. All right, family. There you go, Muskegon. Whatever announcement you want us to get out, just reach out to us and we make sure we get that out to the public. Okay. And we'll share the GoFundMe page on our Facebook page.
For the Appreciate public. It. Thank you.
And you mentioned something about the kids. And I think that's important that we do whatever we can. So I know I commit to helping out with the kids,
Thank
whatever
you.
We can do.
Because her birthday is on Christmas. So this is going
to
be
a
hard Christmas for her children. So we want them to, we can't take away the pain. So we just want them to smile a little bit as much as possible on that day.
Right.
So just trying to make sure that they still have somewhat of a Christmas and be able to get through the day with this being their mom's birthday and our first Christmas without her.
Muskegon, drop some toys off. Drop some donations off to the radio station. We make sure we get it to the family for these two babies. What's their ages again?
Kiaja, her oldest, is 18, and then her youngest, Elena, is 14.
Okay, 18 and 14. Do you know their sizes?
Elena is like a small in women's clothes. Kiaja, I would say maybe like a XL, maybe 2X to be safe.
Okay.
Shoe sizes, I have no idea. I am going to create an Amazon wish list as soon as I get
a
free moment for them.
Okay.
I just haven't had time yet.
That's a lot. That's a lot. And I'm sure you probably had a life going on prior to this.
I work. I have 3 kids myself. So, but, you know, I'm going to make sure my granny is okay. That's priority right now.
So who is the extended family? If you don't mind, share the family. I know her last name was Willis, but you have an extended family. If you don't mind, share who that is. Like the Hapson family.
I'm sorry. The Hapson family, the Diggs family. I'm forgetting, Mama. Hapson, Diggs.
Not the Diggs family to which there's an unsolved murder case?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And it's
Georgette
Diggs. Wow. Cousin.
That's your cousin?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Muskegon, we got to do better. This is something you would not expect it to hit a close knit community. How it happened, I don't know. What led to this, we don't know. But we do know we got some issues that we need to deal with. I think mental health plays a role. And I was a former correction officer, and we need to. When you start seeing those things as a young kid, don't let it go unchecked because it don't go away. It escalates.
And I work in education and I try to tell my parents, advocate for your child when they're younger. It's easier to help them when they're younger. Kids are like sponges.
Right.
They soak up things when they're younger. When you try to help them when they get older, it's harder to help them.
Yeah.
So a lot of people kind of shy away from mental health, but right. it's an illness. You can't take care of your physical until you take care of your mental. Yeah. And a lot of that starts as a child.
Well, in our community, Frederick Douglass had a saying that it's easy to build strong boys than repair broken men. So it could be done. It could be done, but it is a harder task. Anything else you want to share, Kiera?
I just want my cousin to be remembered for the joy that she was. She loved her family, and she brightened our day. She was always a helping hand, and I want that to be remembered about her. And just, again, if you know somebody in this situation, hang on to them. Help them as much as you can. Don't judge them. Just help.
All right, Ms. Keegan, we're going back to our music. That was the cousin of Lynthia Willis, Kiera Harrison. She's joined by your auntie, right?
My mom.
Your mom, Pam Hapson. Sister Pam. me and your Uncle Eddie graduated together.
Was in the same class. Okay.
Yeah, yes. And I know y'all originally from Benton Harbor.
We are.
Yeah, I know. I know the history of the Hapson family. Just didn't know the connection until you came in. So.
Yeah.
So we all connected. Muskegon, wrap your arms around there. If you got some toys, you got some, this family going to need our help, not just for Christmas. You know, we're going to need it for next year, for springtime, for Mother's Day, for birthdays, for holidays. Mm-hmm. Just adopt this family and wrap our arms around them. All right. Going back to my music, it's the afternoon.